This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl, everybody. Okay, so just as a way to set up the week for you here, it is going to be busy. There is data coming all over the place on housing and manufacturing, gross domestic product, and inflation on Friday. That, of course, will be a biggie, coming as it will just a couple of days before the next meeting of the Federal Reserve, which starts a week from tomorrow. So with that as background, we begin today with corporate earnings, tech earnings in particular. Microsoft and Alphabet tomorrow, Meta on Wednesday, Apple and Amazon on Thursday. I told you it was going to be a busy week. And there is already economic fear in the air in big tech. All of those companies I just mentioned have already announced hiring freezes and layoffs. And tech in particular has been dealing with something else this year too, those rising interest rates. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
One thing that makes tech different from other sectors is that companies often make more of a promise to investors rather than deliver short-term results. They basically say, give us your money now and we'll innovate and eventually earn more cash down the road. John Bai at Northeastern University says that's why tech companies are often known as growth companies.
Meaning that these are R&D intensive entities that derive most of their value from way down into the future.
But the thing is, interest rates are rising right now. As a result, investors are starting to have a lot of other options, says Kelly Hsu, a finance professor at Yale.
They could invest in, let's say, government bonds, long-term government bonds, and those are offering a higher interest rate.
That's likely a big reason why tech stocks have fallen this year. Evan Raleigh at the University of Connecticut says investors are wondering whether it's worth waiting around for all that innovation.
It's basically people are becoming more impatient. Raising the interest rate makes you less patient for future cash flows.
All of this means that tech companies might spend less on research and development or on capital expenditures, things like equipment and office space. Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners says for tech companies, higher rates also reduce demand for their products. As a result,
companies will adjust their production levels, their, you know, hiring levels and everything. So it has a knock-on effect across the board.
And as interest rates keep rising, Rao says, tech companies will feel the pinch well into next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.